بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للأشج: إن فيك لخصلتين يحبهما الله ورسوله، الحلم والأناة. To understand this part of the narration, we have to understand the background. The delegation of the tribe of Abdul Qais had come to Medina Sharif after accepting Islam, and they had come with a lot of fervor, enthusiasm, and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment they arrived, almost all of them rushed and ran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kissing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hands, kissing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet, out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there was one person among them, Munzir al-Ashaj. He calmly went to his luggage. He changed his clothing. Naturally, when a person is traveling, then his clothing will get dirty, especially in those days. It will become dirty and also sweaty, smelly. So he changed his clothing. He put on some new fresh clothing, and then calmly he went into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greeted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So upon this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Inna fika lakhaslatain." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised him and his action. He said, "You have two qualities that Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam love: al-hilmu wal anat, tolerance." And ana means this calmness and doing things calmly, slowly, not rushing. All these people rushed, we can understand, it was out of love. But you thought properly first. What is the best way to present myself? How should I do things? In the hadith before this, it is mentioned, At-ta'anni min Allah wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. That being calm and gradual in our approach is from Allah. So a person can think and do things correctly and not miss out anything and not do things incorrectly. And haste, wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan, that is from shaytan. A person rushes and he does something, so he leaves out sunnats, he leaves out the mustahabbat, he leaves out so many things. Sometimes he leaves out the rights of people and he makes the wrong decisions, he does the wrong things, does the wrong action. So he was spurred on by shaytan to rush. Rather, he should be cool, calm, and collected. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised him for this. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi received some visitors. Maulana was known to be a person of a very refined temperament. So refined that his khadim used to make tea for him. And every time he used to make the tea, he used to say that it seems like the water isn't boiled. This tea is, something is not right here. And the khadim couldn't find where he was making a mistake, where he is boiling the tea, everything is being done correctly. Until he realized that when the cup was being washed, there were some droplets of water that was left in the cup, and he was pouring the boiling water into the cup. So that day he wiped the cup thoroughly, and then he put the boiling water and however he made the tea, and then Maulana enjoyed the tea. He said, "Today I enjoyed the tea. The tea is right today." So Maulana had a very refined temperament. So Maulana, he received some guests, and unfortunately, the guests had an odor on their body of sweat. They were visitors, they probably came from far. And Maulana found it very, very difficult to tell them also, but it was troubling him. And our ulama explained that this is part of our deen. When we come into the masjid, then we should be smelling good, our clothes should be clean, our mouth should be smelling well also. Even to the extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person that eats raw onions, raw garlic, take him away from the masjid. He mustn't come into the masjid. So imagine if a person is smoking and he's coming with smoker's breath into the masjid, eating something that is smelling bad and coming into the masjid. So we should be conscious of this. People sometimes are not conscious of our body odor also. We should be conscious of this. Take note of it. So Maulana, he was really, really uncomfortable with that smell, but he didn't know how to tell them. So one of the good ulama that was sitting there, he just turned to him and he told him, he said, "Maulana, doesn't seem like you had a bath today. You're smelling. Now, one of his friends, to give them the message, he said to his friend, he said, Maulana, please go and have a bath, clean yourself, because I'm getting a very, very bad smell. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that these qualities also we can develop. The quality of hilm, tolerance, the quality of ta'anni, of being cool, calm and collected.